Hallelujah. You got your Bibles, would you turn with me into the book of Matthew, go to chapter 13. Matthew 13. God helps me tonight. I might teach, preach, but I want to deal with something special here tonight to help us. The title of this message, sir, I want the whole field. I want the whole field. I want the whole field. In this parable, Jesus tells just how important heaven will be to you. It's so important to your soul that it's worth giving up this whole world to obtain it.
Yeah.
Man.
It's worth all that you could ever give up in your life to get there. Lord Jesus, I know heaven is real. It's for the redeemed, the holy, and the saved. And I want to make it. I want with all of my heart to obtain it. I cannot let anything or anybody stand in my way of getting to heaven.
All right.
It's a once in a lifetime deal.
Yes.
One time through. The offer is given, and my only chance of going there is right now.
Right now.
I must surrender all to Jesus because I want to go.
Come on.
Praise God. So you're in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. How many tonight would say, Brother Tommy, I'm looking for something. I'm a searching. And right down in my soul and in my heart, I'm a longing for something special. Now listen, there are natural earthly treasures and there are spiritual treasures. Heavenly riches that can be obtained in this life below. But you've got to be in the right place to find it. How many can say with me, I am a spiritual treasure hunter. I am on a quest for all of the riches that Jesus has for me of His love, His peace, His spirit, His hope, His strength. I want everything that God's got for me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Praise God.
Thank God. Now Jesus tells a parable in Matthew 13:44. Do you know what a parable really is? There's a man that comes in contact with something so precious and valuable that he's willing to give up anything and everything to get it and to keep it.
Right.
Oh, how much God loves us. Oh, how much He wants to reveal Himself to our hearts. Matthew 12 or 13:34, look close. 13:34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. And without a parable spake He not unto them. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Listen close. God has some hidden things for you that this world knows nothing about. But you've got to be in the right place and dig for it. Look at verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure what? Hid. It's concealed in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth what? All that he hath, and buyeth that field. Just one verse, Brother Tom, with only 37 words in this one verse, but all the power of the message in it. Oh, what Jesus is wanting us to know, to understand this story. Now listen.
Bless Him, Lord.
I want to teach us tonight. To understand this story, you have to know what Jesus is talking about. In the ancient world, you did not have iron and concrete vaulted banks like we have today in nice big brick buildings. You didn't have it back then. The common poor people used the ground as the safest place to keep their most cherished belongings. There was a rabbinic saying that there was only one safe repository for money. It was the earth. And when you bury it, go bury it deep. In Jesus' time, the whole land of Palestine was one of the most fought over countries in the whole world. There were armies and battles, skirmishes taking place, and people were afraid. They'd leave their homes to escape war. But before they left to flee, they would go out into the fields and bury their money and treasures in hopes when the wars were over, they would return and get their valuables and their money where they had buried it. Ah, Jesus. The historian Josephus describes the people burying their gold and silver deep in the ground. We're going to come back and we're going to get it later. A lot of people died off before they could ever get back. Many years later, people would be out digging in their gardens and unearth big copper pots full of gold and silver coins. If they became too excited about it and tell it, the Roman government would confiscate their treasure. Because of this fact, at that time, many people would make it their life's business to search for hidden treasure. This was the life in ancient Palestine. Treasures were buried in the earth, hid and concealed from the eye. Though the land of Palestine was under the wicked Roman Empire rule, yet the Jews had and lived by the rabbinic law in regard to hidden treasure. If you happened to be out and you would find scattered fruit on the ground or money or treasure hid, it was yours for the discovery. It was finders, keepers. The point of fact, the person had a right to what he found. You find it, you dig it up, it is yours. No one else can have it. It belongs to you. This parable lets us know that there are spiritual treasures to be found, but you're going to have to search for it with all of your heart and dig deep to find it. Thank you, Lord. How many knows Jesus has uttered the dark parables to us? He is telling us that God has riches for us, but they're there for us to discover if we look for it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
I thank God there's true joy and happiness and satisfaction that can be found. But you got to want it.
Yeah.
And you've got to search for it.
Yeah.
God has a whole field full of secret treasure and riches waiting on souls willing to dig, willing to search, willing to pray, really willing to read their Bible. Raise your little hand and say, God, I know you got it for me. I know, dear Lord, it's hidden from the world. The sinners can't see it. The backsliders don't want it. But how many can say, God will reveal it to me because I got a hungry heart and I'm thirsty for more of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to go somewhere. Hang on just a minute. In this story, we have two men. One man owned a big field, probably several acres. Now, this all came out of my imagination, so y'all bear with me. Several acres. The other man just passing through, he's on his way somewhere. You ever been on your way somewhere? Walking along and crossing the other man's big field. You must remember the landowners back in Palestine's days and thousands of years ago, they had no barbed wire fences circling their property. They went by landmarks. One man would say, I own from this big, huge tree here in the corner over to that big rock on the hill, down across the field, down to the creek. That's my property. There was no fences. So it was nothing if you were traveling to cross other people's properties and fields. So we have a man walking along. He's headed somewhere in life. You ever be headed somewhere in your life? How many notice there's divine appointments that you just happen to be in the right place at the right time to see something you've never seen before? God's going to show you something, and he's going to tell you this is good for you. Listen, maybe on business or to visit or see somebody, this man is on the go, this day is different. He decides to cross a certain big field. The ground here had been fought over many times. Blood had been shed over this ground and soaked into the soil by the conquering Roman legions. Many Jews, to escape the war, ran to escape, burying their valuables and their gold and silvers as they fled. They buried them in the ground of hopes of one day returning to get it. But they died off, and those riches were still in the ground. This man in this story, we're going to call him John, crossing that field, saw something sticking up out of the ground. Whatever it is, the sun's bright rays is shining and reflecting off of this. What is this I see? He kicks it with the toe of his shoe. It was solid, a solid thud. But he heard a ring and a jingle down in there. Out in the middle of the field, with no one else looking around, he discovers a treasure that had been long buried and forgotten. Many storms through the years had swept the land. The heavy winds and the rains and the snows had washed the soil away to reveal just the tip of that treasure that was buried. I'm here to tell you, if you get in the right place, are you listening? God will reveal to you his riches, and the light will shine on you, and he'll illuminate your heart. I want to ask you something here tonight. Was it meant for this man to find this treasure? Oh, yes. It was his special day. It was meant for him to be in that field to discover something that would make him rich for the rest of his life. I want to tell you something. You could be on your way through life, and all of a sudden, you could be old man, old woman, middle age, you could be young, and you could decide, I think I'll go down to that church. And when you enter the doors, Brother George, you feel something. There's a presence of God there. The spirit is rich. The love is strong. You can feel something. Did you know this church is a field?
Amen. That's right.
Did you know? I want the whole field. Raise your little hand. I want the whole field, Lord, and everything that's in it. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the blessing. I want what others has got. God, they're rich in you. I want the spirit of God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. He falls to his knees and begins to dig. That's exactly what I did when I came to the altar. Jonathan, I fell on my knees and I began to dig.
Dig down.
The other people had something that I wanted.
Come on.
They had a smile. They had a radiance about them. They had peace about them.
Yeah.
Just something different. They had joy and they had peace.
Come on.
And I wanted it.
Bless him, Lord.
I came to the field and I saw others digging. I saw the tears going from their eyes, running down their face, and them praying, and them worshiping, and them lifting their hands to God, and I wanted what they had. Praise God. Did you know the Lord has a way of making you hungry, making you thirsty? When you see a smile upon somebody's face, when you hear a good testimony like Brother George gave, hallelujah, loving Jesus and wanting to serve him, don't it make you hungry? God, hallelujah. But Paul said, we have this treasure in our earthen vessels. We got the Spirit of God living inside of our heart. We are rich, glory to God. Raise your hand and praise him. God, children of God are rich. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah.
Blessed be God.
Yes, come on.
So,
thank you, Lord.
Gets on his knees and he begins to dig. It's a type of prayer. You pray. You're digging for more. You're hungry. You already know God's revealed his goodness to you. You felt the Spirit. You've tasted how good he is. And you're going to go dig. You're going to dig it all out. I want it. I want more of it, Lord. Can you say, God, I want more of it?
God, I want more.
He digs and he digs. He sweats and he sweats. And he digs and he labors and 1 foot down. He's digging. He has nothing in his hand. He digs with his fingers and he's clawing the dirt. 1 foot down, 2 feet down, and on a little farther down, there are big copper pots full of gold and silver. His heart is racing. And anything that I give you natural is like a parable tonight. I want you to relay it to the spiritual. His heart is racing. Oh, my. Oh my. Oh my goodness. Oh, what I found. Look what I found. God met that man in the middle of that field. I'm telling you, if you're in the right place, if you're in the right place in the right field, God will give you his riches. He'll uncover it and let you see it. Raise your hand and praise him. God's got it. Look what I found. Look what I've discovered. He will meet you, soul to man, somewhere, sometime in your life. He will reveal his riches to you, but the rest will be up to you. Are you willing to want it and to go after it? Hallelujah. God wants you to know there are good things in life that he wants you to have, but you've got to dig for it. Hallelujah. You've got to be willing and to sweat for it. The desire, you have to have a desire for Jesus and his spiritual treasures with your whole heart. Raise your hand and praise him with the whole heart, with all that I got within me, with everything, Lord. You're all. You're number one. You're all that I need. You're all that I want. I want heaven. I want everything, Jesus, that you have for me. Spiritual riches. Woo! Hallelujah. Dig for it. Can I tell you, you're in the right field. Dig for it. Well, Lord, this is a big wide field. And can I tell you, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is a field. We ain't scratched the surface of what's in the field. From Genesis to Revelation, there's glory and there's power and there's victory. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Brother George, you got your shovel?
Thank you, Lord.
You got your pick? I'm talking spiritually. Have you got it, Sister Carla? Have you got it, Brother John? I believe you too. When I look back and see them hands raised like this, it's a telling Jesus, it feels good, Lord. It feels good in this field. I'm glad I'm in this church. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, bless you, God.
Man, oh man.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus, I know. Hang on, folks.
Bless him.
Jesus, I know. There's more where this came from. There's more. There's more victory. There's more strength. There's more overcoming power. And I want it. I want to know you in the fullness of your power. I want to be able to shout the victory, Lord. I know that it's real. I've already got a glimpse of it and what I've seen. And I want the rest of it with all my heart.
Hallelujah be to God.
So the man says, what imagination. So the man says, I wonder who owns this field.
Yeah.
And he comes in there and something's real bright day. Sun's rays come down there. He stops his toe and he looks at him. Man, something's glowing. Something's shining. What is that?
Yeah.
He begins to dig. I'm telling you, if you're in the right place with the right attitude, God's light will shine upon you and reveal things to you. He'll reveal good things to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Who owns this field, John says. I just made that mind up, that name, Brother John. I just made it up. You want attitude. I didn't catch that. I went over it today. I said, oh, goodness. So the man says, I wonder who owns that field. If there's that much wealth and that much riches here in this one spot, man, I just wonder what the rest of this field holds and contains. There must be more treasure hidden ready to be dug up. Oh, my. John covers the treasure. Now, remember, they had a rabbinic law back then. It's finders, keepers. So John covers the treasure back over to keep it secure that nobody else would take it away from him. How many's got something so precious you don't want nobody stealing it? If Brother Jason handed me $1 million bill, and there was such a thing as $1 million bill, Sister Maria, and he gave it to me, or maybe he gave me a diamond about this big around, Jonathan, that big around, and I put that thing down in my pocket. You think I'd live loose? You think I'd be turning flip-flops and just nonchalant, just going into all kind of places, jumping, carrying on?
Right.
No way. No way. I'm going to hold to that thing. I'm going to hold to that thing. That is my, oh my. Raise your hand and praise him. I feel the Lord here tonight.
Hold on.
Has God showed you something that's precious to you? Has he let you feel it? Has he let you spiritually taste of it? You want to hold it and let nobody take it away from you. I ain't going to let my neighbors take this away.
Right.
I ain't going to let my wife or my husband or a woman would say, I ain't going to let my friends, I ain't going to let anybody have this. I know what God's gave me. Praise the Lord. Raise your hand and praise him. Nobody can talk me out of it, Jessica. Nobody. I know it's real. I know, Regina, what I felt, what you felt at the altar in this field. Nobody can take that away from you.
Hallelujah. Doing good.
Hang on, we're going to go somewhere in a minute. Jesus. Here's where the story gets interesting. Who owns that field? He goes and he searches. John searches and he goes. He visits. He knocks on doors all up and down around that neighborhood. I'm looking for the owner of that field. In this parable, Jesus is saying, I am the owner of the field. It's me that has the treasure that's buried for those who don't seek for it. Spiritually rich riches wait for those willing to go after it and search for it. I want to ask us this tonight. How far are you willing to travel? How many miles are you willing to go and to drive? How far will you walk to go to find the owner of this universe who created it all? How far will you go? Will you go all the way? Hallelujah. Will you go the extra mile? Will you travel mile after mile and say, Jesus, I know you got more. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want what God's got for me. I want more of his blessings. I want more of his love. I want more of his power from heaven above. There's more, Lord, there's more where this came from. So this man, John, finds the owner, and his name is Mr. Gabriel. Sir, knocks on his door. Gabriel comes to the door. How much do you want for that field? I want to buy it. The owner probably says, you don't want that old field. Sir, there ain't nothing good in that old field. Yeah, it's several acres, I know. But look how it's grown up, and look at the weeds, and look at the briars, and the thorns, and the vines here and there in it. You don't want my field, do you, sir? Oh, yes, I do. What do you want with my field, sir? I want the field. Gabriel answers him, well, it's going to cost you.
Come on.
It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you if you want my field. So he gave John a price. Wow, that's a lot of money, Mr. Gabriel. So the man walks away to go back home. And I want us to know tonight that we will make choices in life, and there will come a time that Jesus will reveal what he has for you. Now listen, he'll let you get a glimpse. He'll shine the light and let you feel and get a taste of what he has. Then you will make the greatest choice that you ever make in your whole life. Do I really want that field? Raise your hand and praise him. Thank you, Lord. You'll make a lot of choices, friends. Listen to me. I'm 67 years old, and I made a choice back almost 47 years ago. I told the Lord, I'm going all the way, Lord. I got a vision of heaven, and I'll never let it slip. I ain't going to let the fire go out now. I got a glimpse a long time ago. Hallelujah. Can you praise him? It's real. Oh, this thing's real. The field is rich with treasure.
Yes, yes.
It's going to cost me. It's going to cost me to go all the way with Jesus. It's going to cost me, Brother Jason.
It'll cost you, sir. Bless him, Lord.
What am I going to do? John says he's talking to himself. You ever talk to yourself? Has God ever come face to face with you and brought himself into your crossroads and revealed something that he wants out of you and that he wants to give you, and you have to make a choice right then? What am I going to do? So when John gets back, Brother Tom, he gets back home, he stands out on the sidewalk in the front lawn. He looks at his house. He looks at his outbuildings. He goes inside of them. He walks through the rooms. He does an inventory, Brother George, of all that he's collected, all that he's gained down through the years. He says to himself, what is all of this stuff? Just what is it that I've labored for and I've spent my whole life on to attain and take pleasure in? All this stuff I've accumulated, it just ain't worth it anymore. It just ain't worth it. It can't compare to what I found and what I saw and what I felt out in the middle of Gabriel's field. Well, praise the Lord. Nothing can compare to God's blessing.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on.
What I saw, what I discovered in that field is worth much more than what I have. Can you be honest with yourself tonight and look in your life and do an inventory and search yourself? Has the world ever done you any good?
No.
It'll leave you empty.
Yeah.
It'll leave you broke.
Right.
It'll leave you depressed.
Yeah, it will.
It'll do it. It'll leave you sour at times if you let it. But Jesus will do you good. Raise your little hand to him. Oh, my Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The owner of that field, John's speaking to himself in his heart. The owner of that field is asking a big price. So he puts up a for sale sign in his front lawn. For sale. Big old letters. And under it, he says, everything goes. My house, my buildings, my possessions. And he waits for a buyer to come along. In the meantime, John remembers the treasure. He can see the pure gold and the silver. He sees the shine and the glow of it. He relives the feeling that he had, that good, happy excitement that he felt when he held it in his hands and dreamed of possessing it. I've got to have it. I've got to have the field. I've come to this point in my life, Jesus. I've got to make a choice. It's either me and my possessions and all that I get my mind on of what I have and attained, my life, my selfish ways, or it'll be all you. He puts a price on the sign. You can have it all, A-L-L, and in big old letters, you can have it all for this price. Yeah. Praise God. So I wonder what the man's neighbors, does your neighbor see you faithfully coming to the house of God?
That's right.
Do they?
Come on.
Can they look at their family and your neighbors and say, man, this is Thursday night. You watch that car, that truck will pull out of that driveway and they're heading to the church. They're heading to the, I want to tell you something. Everybody's a watching you.
That's right.
Your family knows if you've got a made up mind or not.
That's That's right.
Your family knows how dedicated you are and how hungry for Jesus and how much you want to go to heaven. Raise your hand and praise Him. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Sunday morning, Jessica, I get up, we get dressed and everything. Can't hardly wait to get to Sunday school. You know why? You know why I don't want to stay at home? Because I'm afraid I will miss something.
Amen.
I'm afraid I'll miss my biggest blessing if I stay at the house. I know there's times that we get sick and afflicted and we can't come. There's problems that come up sometimes and we're hindered. But oh Lord, I tell you what, Sister Carla, I'll never forget the blessings that I have had in this church. When I come right up here and get a hold of this microphone and begin to sing, hallelujah, I tell you it's worth it all to feel the glory of God come down in this field. Raise your hand and give Him a wave offering. I said it's worth it that I be faithful to the house of God.
Amen.
That's right. I might miss a healing. I might miss a big blessing. Come on now. Praise God. So I wonder what my neighbor's saying. What's happened to John? John Jones. Man, alive. I can hear the neighbors out there hollering at one another in the yard. John Jones is sure acting different lately. He's been acting excited about something. What is that man so excited about? You can tell it in his walk. He smiles. Good morning. How are you all?
Bless him.
Excited.
Yeah.
What's got into John?
Come on.
Lord have mercy. Does he know something we don't?
Come on.
He walks out of his house. One neighbor says to the other, he said, yeah, I've watched him. He walks out of his house. He walks down the road. Never seen him walk that way before. He's walking faster now. One neighbor says to the other, yeah, I've been watching him. And before he gets out of sight down the road there, he keeps looking over and gazing over to the Gabriel family's field. What is so interesting in that field of Mr. Gabriel?
All right.
Come on.
What is it that has John's attention? I don't know, but that man's so excited he gets down on these stairs over in that field. Hallelujah. And his foot's doing this. He said, I don't know. One neighbor looks at the other and said, I don't know what it is, man. So look at that field. Nobody would want that field. What's John interested in it for? I'm going to tell you, that's the way the world looks at the church of the living God. They ain't nothing but trials. There's this, there's that, that's wrong. You don't want the field. I feel the Lord right here. Raise your hand. I want the field. I'll have my trials. I'll have my afflictions. But if I stay in the field, I said, if I stay in the field, Jonathan, it'll be worth it.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Brother Tom, and you'll have to make up a skit one of these days on this. Praise God. The man in this story will not give up or let up or let the feeling die.
Yeah.
He's desiring that field with the buried treasure. The time and the day could not come fast enough to sell out. So, a purchaser comes along and knocks on John's door. John goes to it and he opens it up. The man at the door said, is that the price you want for all of this? He said, yeah, yes, sir, it is. Well, what comes with it, Mr. Jones? Everything.
Come on.
Everything. I'm not holding on to one thing. I feel the Lord here.
Oh, that's him, Lord.
I got to have it. He's not telling anybody, but he's got a taste. He's got a glimpse. He said, everything goes, sir. He said, you mean everything? He said, yeah, I'm not holding on to one tiny thing. What? Yes, sir. It's all of yours. All yours. I'm giving it all up for this prize. Price. The guy says, wow. So the man goes back and he brings the money. And they sign the papers and they give a handshake to seal the deal. Mr. Jones says, give me 60 days to build my brand new house on my new land. How many likes new things?
Praise be to God.
Do you all like new things?
Amen.
Give me 60 days, and then you can come and you can move in and you can have everything. I'm leaving it all behind. Okay, that's the deal. Where's your new home going to be, Mr. Jones? John says that field way down there at the end of that road. Yeah? You mean right there? What? Why, you're foolish. I wouldn't buy that field for nothing. Yeah. You might not. You might not see its worth. But I do.
Yeah.
I want it. I see its worth. I want it. Oh, Mr. Jones knew something. He had secret knowledge inside of his heart. Wealth and riches waited on him. He got a glimpse of heavenly treasure. Riches beyond measure was waiting on him. So guess what John does? Mr. Jones heads down to the owner of the field. He knocks on the door. Mr. Gabriel opens the door.
Come on.
Hey, Gabriel. Excitement in his voice. I brought the money. The full price is here for your field. Gabriel looks at him and said, Mr. Jones, I priced it high. I didn't know for sure if you really wanted it or not, and I put a big price on that field. God's got a price. Oh, Lord, I feel
you. Bless him, Lord.
How many raise your hand right now? Lord, I want to pay the price. I've got to have what God has shown me. I've got to have it, Jesus. Yes, I know what you showed me. I know what I have felt, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. I know what this field holds. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Hey, Mr. Gabriel looks at John Jones and said, I priced it. I didn't really know if you meant business or not. I really didn't know if you was willing to buy this whole field or not. Oh, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
I said to myself that day that you walked away, Mr. Jones, well, if he really is interested in it and he really wants it, Mr. Jones will be back. I feel him.
Amen. Hey, God bless you, Lord. God have you.
If he really wants it, he'll be back. I said, if he really wants it, he'll be back. He'll bring the price. I said, he'll bring the price. John Jones, if you really want the field with the briars and with the trials and with the temptations that come with it, but there's riches right in the middle of it, I'm going to tell you tonight, it ain't all bad. We'll have our times of trial, but can I tell you, stay in the field. The blessings of the Lord are in the field.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to close here. Well, Jesus, if he's really interested in it, he'll want it. He'll be back. John hands Mr. Gabriel the money and signs the deal. Can anybody in this church tonight tell me and guess what John does next?
No.
He heads to the field. It's all mine now. I paid a price for that field and it's all mine. The whole field is mine. And oh, the joy that sweeps over John Jones. He heads straight. Tell me, church, where does John go? He heads straight to the buried treasure. He digs it up. He holds it in his hand. The joy floods his soul. He says to himself with tears flowing down his face, what else does this field hold? If I found this much right here in this one spot, I wonder what else this good ground has awaiting to be discovered. John goes a searching. He goes to digging all over the field. Hey, I feel the Lord. I'm telling you, the field has got riches and it's got treasure. Hallelujah. Who wants it? Who wants it? Who will want it? Who will pay the price? Hallelujah. Jesus said he went and sold all. And he came back and bought the whole fulfilled.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hold it all.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Got the one field. Hallelujah.
Stand. Everybody in the house, stand with me. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Praise
you. Hey! Come on. If you have begun digging, if you have just started in this field, and you have just started digging, don't stop now. Brother Jason, there's more. There's more to discover. There's more to feel. There's more to find. Come on now. In this story, this is a story of people who come to Jesus. He's the owner of the heavenly field. And they come and they're saved. They find a treasure for their soul, Brother George. Their hearts begin to rejoice. Now they spend the rest of, how many can say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life for Jesus. I'm going to spend the rest of my life for the Lord. They spend the rest of their lives seeking God's hidden treasures that are waiting for them as they keep praying and keep reading and searching the Word of God in the Bible. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Listen, your Bible is the field, and prayer, hallelujah, is your pick and shovel. Tell Jesus that you want the whole field. Open the pages of your Bible and walk across God's good ground. I feel the Lord here tonight. Walk across the ground. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And I tell us as we gather around the grave, ask everybody to kneel on your knees. Come to this altar tonight and tell Jesus, hey, Lord, hidden in this field is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can draw out of the field hope and strength. There's a great power in this field. There's victory in this field. Oh, Lord, come on, let's pray, let's pray. There's victory over the world, victory over the devil, victory over habits, victory over sin. There's victory in this field. You've started, don't stop now. You've begun digging, don't stop now.
Jesus.
Don't stop. Keep digging.
God bless
you. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Touch your Lord.
Come on. Tell Jesus, I've begun, Lord. I ain't stopping now. I've come this far. You've helped me this far. You shine the light on me. I'm not stopping now.
He loves you.
You can have it. Glory to God. Glory
to God.
Still, I know that I'm safe from all. said, water the ground with your tears. Water it with your tears.
Some of my friends, they say I'm crazy.
Your tears will sop up the ground, but you can dig a lot easier. Let the tears roll down. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Tell him.
For Lord,